This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. International Women's Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa says commitment of all needed to ensure gender equality. Five of a family found unconscious at Ramkot and UN calls for civilians to be given safe passage. Now the news in detail. International Women's Day is being celebrated all around the world with the theme Break the Bias. March 8 is celebrated annually across the world to commemorate the cultural, political and socio-economic achievements of women. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for all to place to build a civilized society by eradicating all forms of discrimination against women. In a congratulatory message on the occasion of the 112th International Women's Day, President Bhandari has said that some superstitions and harmful practices still exist in the name of tradition and that equal and active role of both men and women was essential in women's empowerment, participation and equality. On the occasion of International Women's Day, the President has wished more energy and enthusiasm to all to continue the journey of ensuring equality and justice by eradicating all forms of violence, discrimination, oppression and harmful practices and traditions existing in the society, stating that the provisions made through the Constitution and various laws have strengthened the leadership role of women in all three levels of government, parliament and policy-making bodies. President Bhandari has said as Nepal has been making progress in various indicators of gender equality in recent times, it can be said that our efforts are at a stage of being result-oriented. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that attention should be paid to all sectors for the all-round development of women by implementing the rights of women guaranteed by the Constitution, stating that the prosperity of the country is not possible unless women are politically, socially and economically independent and empowered. The Vice President has wished happiness, peace, prosperity and progress to all Nepali sisters on the occasion of International Women's Day, stating that the Constitution guarantees equal rights to every woman without discrimination, the right of women to participate in all state bodies on the basis of the principle of proportional inclusion and equal rights in property and family matters. He has stressed that women occupying more than half of the population should have equal opportunities in every sector. Similarly, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa has extended best wishes to all on the occasion of 112th International Women's Day. In a message today, Prime Minister Deuwa remembered women with high respect who contributed for women's rights and to ensure justice. The Prime Minister said this day has been encouraging all to provide equal opportunities to women in a social, political, cultural and economic sectors and to move ahead towards the path of gender equality. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deuwa has also extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters, women rights activists and all those individuals and organizations working for the protection and promotion of women's rights. CPNUML Chairman and former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the task of nation building is his party's priority. At a party entry program organized by the CPNUML Gandaki Province Committee in Pokhara today, he stressed on the need to be active in building the society but not for the post of UML cadres, giving instruction to the cadres to work in a way that pleases the people. Chairman Oli said that the party was constantly working in the field of social justice and equality. CPN Unified Socialist has scheduled a meeting of its Central Working Committee on March 9 to 10 in Kathmandu. According to party leader Dilu Pant, the meeting will hold policy level discussions in view of upcoming elections as the party seeks to secure its successful presence through the polls. Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal will present a political report highlighting the existing party organizational status, the causes to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact, and latest political developments in the country. Five persons from the same family were found unconscious last night. The entire family staying in rent at Ramkot Dadapawa of Nagarjun Municipality 6 Kathmandu was found in an unconscious state at 9:30 p.m. Monday. A spokesperson at Metropolitan Police Premise Kathmandu, Dinesh Raj Mainali, said 33-year-old Subarna Man Pradhan breathed his last while undergoing treatment at Manmohan Hospital last night. Similarly, other found insensible are Indira Maya Pradhan, B. Man Pradhan, Mandira Pradhan and Supriya Pradhan. Police said all four are undergoing treatment at Manmohan Hospital. The family, originally from Dallu of Kathmandu Metropolis 15, had been staying in a rent at Ramkot. The police added that further investigation into the incident is underway. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. The division said light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Sudurpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths called on Ukraine and Russia to ensure safe passage for civilians fleeing fighting and for the delivery of humanitarian aid into areas of active hostilities. The UN and its partners have provided food to hundreds of thousands of people, but the security situation has made it difficult to reach certain areas. This statement comes as both sides lobbed accusations at each other of preventing civilians from safely leaving. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN accused Russia of sailing humanitarian corridors, blocking civilians from fleeing to Europe and preventing the delivery of life-saving aid. Tens of thousands of Sydney residents have been told to evacuate their homes as floods ravage eastern Australia. In the past fortnight, New South Wales, NSW and Queensland have been plumbed by heavy downpours that have caused floods and killed 20 people. The threat has now intensified in Sydney, which has been hit by the widespread flash flooding. Two bodies believed to be of a woman, 67, and her son, 34, were found in a Sydney canal on Tuesday. Police said their deaths would be investigated, but noted the canal had risen from ankle deep to above neck height in a matter of minutes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address British MPs on Tuesday via video link, the Speaker of the House of Commons has announced. The speech will be shown on screens being installed in the chamber. More than 500 headsets will be also provided to relay an English translation of his statement. Zelensky has been the figurehead of Ukraine's struggle since Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces invaded the country last month. Last week, he received a standing ovation when he spoke via video link to the European Parliament. Zelensky has also spoken frequently to Prime Minister Boris Johnson since the conflict started. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Women's Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says commitment of all needed to ensure gender equality. Five of a family found unconscious at Ramkot and UN calls for civilians to be given safe passage. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.